We've been ready. Yeah,
we've been ready.
All right, the world needs to feel my pain right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the anthem of
Humpty Dumpty. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
No, this is the anthem of
the end of artistry.
Your podcast group chat not responding to you ever.
You're so butthurt.
No, I was sending you guys gold, and you ignored it. 10 minutes later, Nick sends some nonsense. Y'all ride with it.
Laugh, reacts, fly. Mine's sitting there like a ghost note. Wait a minute, can you pause it now? Mm-hmm. It just said some shit about. Wait. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that. That I said some nonsense, and you guys laughed at it. And you're salty that we ignored whatever you said.
Yeah.
Damn, did that happen just like that?
Yeah.
No.
It did.
Yeah, exactly like that.
I mean, I don't know. According to Alex, it happened like that.
So, wait a minute. And you're
according
saying,
to the AI Beatmaster.
You're claiming AI happened. Wrote this.
No. I wrote this.
You wrote the bars.
With ChatGPT, though, right?
Well, yeah. I had ChatGPT write the song, but then I added the details.
Did you say that I said some nonsense and everybody laughed at it?
Yeah.
That's great.
That, like, you undercut what I was saying.
Wow. How does it feel to get like all those emotions out in the booth like that?
It's like, I mean, it's liberating, really.
Is this whole room with your computer and all that is just considered the booth?
Yeah.
He's in the booth. Yeah.
You're in the booth right now.
Yeah, can't you hear the acoustics?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, there's like 29 black guys out there smoking blunts and shit, so I'm pretty sure he's a rapper now.
There's like two bottles of Hennessy out there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I did see some Chris.
Yeah.
I seen some homies popping Chris.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Hypnotic is on the way.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this one more time.
Midnight, we're bringing in the Alizé.
Mm. Now, if you take a shot at me again, I'm fine with it. I'm fine. But listen, here's the one thing I want you to know is that I know a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I know a rapper, and he's getting pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
His name's, Talented Brando. And like, if he hears that you're taking shots at me, some shit might happen. So, and I know, like, I'm looking out for you. Like, I don't give a fuck, man. We're all friends. We joke around here and like, and all that. But like, if you keep taking shots at me, that guy might come at you.
I wish Talented Brando would.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like 2 minutes away right now, right? Like, he lives like 2 minutes down the road.
That's fine. Call him.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Chewing the lemon head in the mic and everything. Just confident as shit.
Right. That's how little I give
him.
A fuck.
I'll text him.
Yeah, text him.
No, call text Ian. Him. See what Ian's thoughts are on this.
You're right. Let's call Ian, see if I should even like engage in that situation. Because he's kind of like the wise man of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to answer now.
That would be cool.
You were just saying, wouldn't it be funny if we just didn't call him? He's going to not answer.
Well, you kind of broke the fourth wall and admitted that we already...
Good afternoon.
Hey, Ian.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, everybody. Say hello to your friends.
Hello, world.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ian.
Hey, Ian.
Why aren't you guys excited to talk to Ian?
Because we talk to him all the time.
Nobody
died, Nick.
Nobody died, dude. We wanted to talk to you about something
serious.
Nick
is losing an argument, so he had to bring you in, Ian.
Oh, of course.
So listen, Alex is talking shit about Talented Brando, the rapper. And yes. I'm trying to warn him. I'm saying, listen, he's talking shit about me. And Talented is very, you know, defensive of me.
And protective.
He's protective. You know what I mean? That's just how he is. So I'm trying to warn him. I'm saying, like, I don't care. You say what you want. Say I have a small dick. Say I have a big head. Whatever. I'm saying.
Narrow shoulders, girlish voice.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, maybe those.
Feminine
things.
Voice. Well, feminine voice, not true. Girlish.
Well, all right. Well, I'm just saying. That
weak
I'm,
shoulders.
You have weak yeah, shoulders. Soft shoulders.
Well, hold on. Let me finish what I was saying. I just don't want Alex to get hurt.
Pursed lips.
Mm-hmm. You guys have those little bird lips. Doesn't he have those little bird lips? What a geek.
Ian, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you? Let's change the subject immediately.
All right, Ian. Thanks for coming by, bro.
I just don't want you to get hurt in a street fight. Versus Talented Brando.
Oh, Brando.
Who,
me?
You
hear him snoring?
I'm not worried about Talented Brando.
Yeah, no, he's like talking shit. He's saying he wish he would. He would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get publicity.
Are you sleeping?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were... Okay. I love you, man.
I love you, too. How you doing?
We're good, but John doesn't want you to be on the podcast anymore, I can tell.
I bet.
It's not... Don't take it personal.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
Say the one word we want you to say.
Waka waka waka.
That's three words.
I'll call you at the end of the podcast. Maybe you'll think of it by then. Fucking good riddance, honestly, right, with that kid.
Wow. All right, let's continue with my pain here.
Yeah. What's this about again?
It's about you guys not answering me in the group text. It's about me putting texts in there and then you gloss over it and just start talking about some other shit without acknowledging the thing that I put in there.
That bothers him a lot.
It bothers me a lot. Not even like a heart, like a double tap heart.
It's kind of nice like to nothing. Talk about it over this. Like it's like therapy. A little bit for you. It is, yeah. But I have a serious question. We can talk about it at the end.
Yeah. I mean, you brought it up. We might as well talk about it now.
What if we didn't like what you sent and we don't know how to say it to you? And this isn't the truth of the situation.
Well, I would think that we were close enough friends that you could say you don't like it.
He knows I would 100% say that I don't like it.
Thumbs down it?
Just say you don't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
No.
Fuck you.
No. I was trying out what you were teaching me. I didn't mean it like that.
What an asshole, dude. I can't believe you're going to let him talk to you like that. Yeah. Damn, he's grabbing his piece.
Yeah.
Run, Nick.
No, but that wasn't the case this time, but like I don't know how to deal with that with other text group chat things.
Yeah.
If like somebody's upset that I didn't respond to something that I actually didn't like, then how do you react to it? But if I just glossed over yours because I said something way better or something like that, and everybody in the group chat liked it much more.
A lot more. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then how do I feel then?
Time for me to do another lemon head, my friend.
Yeah, but what if it's like the exact same thing that I said? It's just you said it and now everybody's laughing at that.
But said it better?
No. That he buried what I said and stole my joke and presented it as his. And because nobody else scrolled up to see that I said it first, everybody thought he is the one that said it.
Yes. As soon as you say it, I post like five dog pictures and then say
And then he repeats what I say.
And nobody sees it.
No.
That would be crazy.
Because nobody fucking scrolls.
Why do I have 14 messages? Oh, it must be from these guys. I don't need to check those other 13. I know. I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged. Why is there so much horn in this fucking song?
Because it's like, it's the tone. It's the down.
You were hurt, man. You were hurt.
I was, man. I'm pouring out my heart in this song. I'm pouring out my heart in this AI-made song.
You are. I can tell.
This AI-generated song.
You can tell it was made with pain and anger.
Yeah. I put everything I had into the prompt that made this song.
It's funny to think about you sitting there typing and crying.
Typing little small snippets.
Mm-hmm. And there's a documentary 20 years from now, and Keith's like, yeah, you didn't want to talk to him when he was writing, making his music.
It was always
closed. So much emotion.
They're always closed door sessions.
That 25 minutes that it took him to make that album.
Mm-hmm. 25 minutes. It took him to put out 6 EPs.
Could you believe he did it that fast?
In 14 different genres.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, like in like 30 years from now, they'd be like, that was, can you believe it took him that long to make that album? Like he really cared about it. Mm-hmm. He really cared about the words.
He 35 minutes to make an album. He was taking his time on that one. Mm-hmm. He had some things to say right there.
He had some detail.
I want you to type in for me. Make some music that whatever this means to you in parentheses, and they're gonna answer back with, "I'm a computer. That doesn't mean anything to me." But we'll get to it.
That's not how they're gonna answer, though.
Maybe not. Whatever this means to you, I want you to make some music that resembles a stinky armpit, a newborn baby, and the sunshine.
All right, you guys got to keep it going. You guys got to talk now.
Oh my God, are you serious?
A stinky baby.
It's not going to do it that fast.
Yeah, it'll
do it
that fast.
I'm dead fucking serious. It will do it that fast. I'm dead serious.
A stinky baby.
Yeah.
A what?
The ring around your bathtub.
Mm. Okay. A stinky baby.
And
the sun.
And the sun.
Okay.
What was it again? Stinky.
A stinky baby.
No, not a stinky baby.
That's what you said.
Just the smell of I'm trying not to say the word funky. Mm-hmm. The smell of an armpit.
Mm-hmm.
The smell of a baby.
And the sunshine.
And the sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
And the ring around your bathtub.
In
D.
No, in a folk. In like a
no.
Do we want to go to the genre, or do we just want it to decide what the genre is?
No, let's not.
Well, I think it should just decide what the genre is. You're right.
I think let it decide the genre.
Sorry, I got an exceptionally sour lemon head.
Yeah, that's your third now, right?
Second.
Nobody's counting. You guys got to talk. You guys got to talk if I'm doing this.
All right,
I can't. My fucking.
What I'm hoping is it's gonna make a George.
It's not gonna make a George Clinton.
It just does a George Carlin bit. You ever have a stinky baby in an armpit?
I don't think stinky baby is going to be a part of it, because I don't think you put stinky baby in there. Did you say armpit?
I think it's listening to everything we've said so far, and it's kind of sneaking a few things.
Yeah. He's doing verse, chorus, verse shit right now.
Did you see how fast Alex just makes? Mm-hmm. Dude, it's honestly inspiring to watch him. You're just watching the back, it's kind of like a Kanye type of thing. Like, you see, he's
bobbing. I bet you this is what Frodo felt like when he was watching Gandalf.
I feel like this is...
in that fictional world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys familiar with Frodo and Gandalf?
Yeah, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I've been reading the audiobooks when I go to bed.
Nice.
The Hobbit is for children.
Is it really?
From kind of what it feels like. Not with those big children words, writings.
There's some big words.
Lord of the Rings you're thinking of. Oh, the Hobbit is for children. Is that why it read maybe so easy for you?
I don't know.
You don't read them?
No, I read them.
You didn't read them. Did you read Star Wars 1?
No.
Me neither.
Mm-mm. I lived it. I didn't have to.
You lived it? How so? Mm-hmm. Which one were you? Job?
I was Jabba.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
No, I was. The Hutt? Yeah.
I was gonna say something else, but
I was, and then in this next two, I fucking just kind of let myself go, and then they got the
green, after being Jabba the Hutt, you let yourself go,
yeah, and then they green screened me for everything else in post. It was a sad time, dude. I still get paid. I don't care.
Well, I mean, I'm still proud of you for losing all that weight.
Thanks, bro.
That's pretty crazy. And the tail went away.
The tail, most of the tail's gone.
What was it like to get your legs back after you, like you? Mm-hmm. You gained so much weight that the fat around, like, your love handles created a heart-shaped thing.
Almost like a snail is how I felt.
Almost like a snail. Mm-hmm. And so when your legs, when you first got to see your feet again, how did you feel?
I felt righteous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I felt closer to God.
Mm-hmm. And did that motivate you to get those thighs visible and the calves?
Mm-hmm. And the surgery.
What was the most inspirational part?
When my surgeon said that you can go and you can dance again.
You can dance? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
And did that, it took to the hips.
Mm-hmm.
You had to get it to the hips.
All right, you guys, it gives you two versions. So we're going to listen to both, and then we're going to decide which one we like better.
Did you name it Anne Frank? I can't quite make that
Aura
up.
Funk is Aura what Funk is what the ChatGPT named it.
Okay.
It all named right. it. You didn't type the word funk in.
No, I didn't type funk at all.
Cool.
You said it.
Here's what I typed. You want to see what I typed? I
was trying to get it to do it.
Here's what I typed.
Yes. Tell the world. Fourth wall. Break it.
Write a song that you think in whatever genre represents the smell of an armpit, the smell of a baby, the sunshine, and the ring around your bathtub.
See, I told you I know funk, bitches. Mm-hmm. See, I told you, dude.
All right. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Let's do an unveiling.
All right. This is the first version. All right.
Oh. You smell that?
I smelled it.
That's a baby. That's an armpit. That's the ring around your bathtub, dumb shit. That's a baby. That's an armpit. That's the ring around the bathtub, dumb shit. There's no lyrics on it?
I don't know. We're gonna find out. No, there's lyrics.
Oh, there's
bars? I put lyrics in.
Damn, they're making you want it?
Yeah.
Armpit thunder, onions fried in a can.
Yeah, dude. This bitch gets it.
Sweet mo whispers every second that pass. Sunshine warps vinyl on the dashboard shelf.
Woo!
Bathtub ring circles like it drew itself.
Goddamn. These holes got pipes.
They do.
This is a Bossa Nova original.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, this is yours. I want your
album. No, yeah. I get the album credits.
No, this is you're the executive producer on this one.
No, 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 man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, 100%. You're the pressing the buttons.
I just put what you told me to put in.
So we'll talk numbers later. Let's enjoy.
Let Daddy dance.
Yeah, John's legs are going crazy right now.
Old Crazy Legs Mahar.
Crazy Legs Mahar.
Mm-hmm.
Catching a groove over there.
Do.
Sounds like Erykah Badu a little bit.
A little bit. I don't know, man.
Give me the next one.
You want the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Usually the second one is better. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah. Okay. Usually the second one is
better. This first one was a hot track.
That part's hot. Damn it, I don't know.
Ugh.
You got that stanky that guitar. Got that
aura funk.
Uh huh.
What?
Armpit Thunder.
Yeah, this one's better for sure. This one's better for sure.
1000%.
I bet you there's like a big chorus too in this one. I bet you the chorus gets really big in this one.
Oh, since don't. They use that line already.
He put the lyrics in.
This is the chorus.
I thought maybe that the lyrics would be different from track to track.
No, no, no. I put the lyrics in manually, so it's the same lyrics.
Is that what I'm looking for? Can you add a few adjustments to it while me and John talk?
I can tell it to what adjustments do
diaper
you want?
Diaper smell. I want more of a diaper nasty. You can say it now. You can say dirty black funk. Say the words dirty black funk. Just see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Extra black.
Extra black.
Extra
funk.
Black funk.
You said dirty diaper.
Dirty diaper.
Dirty diaper.
Extra black.
Extra
funk.
Black funk.
Space. Period space, and not a space, but the word space.
Yeah.
Then period.
Ambient.
Then an actual space. Ambient. Silly. Multicolored braids. Multicolored dreads, rather. Just type the word flea. FLEA. And just see if it figures it out. And then type real quick at the very end, Jew producer.
A Jew-deucer.
Jew-deucer. Yeah, we don't want to make it too easy for the AI. Yeah, this is nice. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Bird Seller channel. We're playing them sweet, sweet jams by the Alec Bars, and you know why it is, baby. It's all even out here. It's all equal. It's all even.
My goodness. What a top shelf set of songs.
Oh, this is one of the songs I made for the bathhouse.
Nice.
You're actually going to plug in your aux cord at the bathhouse?
Yes.
That sounds...
Or is it Bluetooth?
No, it would be the aux cord. Because they have it piped in through the whole building.
Nice. Dude, you guys will be setting up some rhythms in that motherfucker.
Yeah, but then you're getting your dick sucked and all of a sudden the music stops and you're like, somebody's mm-hmm. stealing my phone. Mm-hmm. I gotta go get it. Mm-hmm. What is this? This is the most gay sex music I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's the
music.
Fucking point.
No, I wasn't talking shit, dude.
I wasn't talking shit either.
This is 1000% popper music.
Oh
like this,
God.
If you listen, if you take pop, if you did poppers while you're listening to this, you would go to another fucking.
That's what I was gonna say. Is this popper tech?
Yes.
Can I sniff a popper right now?
I'd have to go get it, and I'm kind of busy making fucking music right now. Okay?
I'll give you $5 if you go get me a popper. That's how bad I want a little. I want a little jolt.
We know how much Serbs love $5 bills.
You can either get fucking music or you can get poppers. Which one do you want?
Ooh, Lemonhead.
I think you could leave the music on and go get your poppers.
Oh,
can't wait to see what AI says about this one.
I can't wait to see what this third lemonhead does to my taste buds.
Third lemonhead to my taste buds.
Third lemonhead to my taste buds.
Third lemonhead to my taste buds. Yum 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 yum.
Third lemonhead.
Yum 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 yum. Yum 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 yum.
Lemonhead
to my taste buds.
Lemonhead
yum yum yum.
Lemonhead to my taste buds.
Got a lemonhead to my taste buds.
Lemonhead, lemonhead.
Lemonade to my taste bud.
Blah, blah, lemonade to my taste bud.
Put a lemonade in my ass last night. Everybody know that I like it tight. Everybody know that I like that right. I.
Man, this is going to be one of the worst episodes ever.
Put a lemonade in my ass last night. Put a lemonade in my ass last night. Looks like it's designed to go in there.
When's it gonna drop, dude?
Are you ready?
For the drop?
For the new song.
Yeah.
Oh, it was about to drop.
Ready for this episode to end. Oh, God.
It was the first version.
Queen.
Well, I got it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We'll see.
When we said black, it read it as bass.
I'm smelling a little diaper.
Cool. Armpit thunder hums through a plastic sky.
Ooh, type little mazzy fucking star type vibe.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
Baby breath, come, it smell like pears and paste. Sunshine melts vinyl in a lavender waste.
Ooh.
Britney's back.
Yeah.
She's back.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what's next? What's the next one?
You want the next version?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's like it.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking it was gonna be. Fuck yeah. That's it. Peter Gabriel meets fucking George Clinton.
Through a plastic sky. Diaper fog, planets drifting nose high. Baby breath, comets smell like pears and paste. Sunshine melts vinyl in the lavender waste.
Oh my.
Here's the move to make this and then recreate that song with a band and put out albums.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, that's probably what's going to start happening.
So you can play live music. You can play it. You kind of created it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's probably what's going to start happening. It's like bands are just going to do this and then they're just going to like actually record the song.
We're going to really need somebody to break through to stop this bullshit. We're going to, seriously, he's going to take a Jimi Hendrix meets a Elvis meets a fucking, give me another, like James Brown meets a,
Ray Charles meets fucking, Janis Joplin meets NWA, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how like the copyright works on this shit though.
Imagine Suno owns it.
I have no idea. Like, like Midjourney, like shit that like makes pictures for you, you technically own the picture. Like, if you use it in shit, you can't get like sued.
Yeah, but if they're never gonna do anything with this, and it just created it based on what you said. So
yeah,
you could
but,
take this and we could record it on our own. But, and put, and
but,
change
the way, they train the AI though is they feed real music into it, and then the AI uses the real music to make new music, which is essentially kind of like sampling. So if the AI spits something out that is actually something that's used in a song, that artist can fucking sue.
This is very fucking philosophical here because that's all anybody who ever makes music is doing, is sampling everything that's been put into their head.
Right.
Out again.
Yeah, but that's like what's happening though.
But this isn't a recreation of a... If it's,
yeah, but if that...
GADC or whatever.
Yeah, but if that bass line, that donk, if that right there is, if somebody can prove that like that got taken from a song that they actually made,
that's what I'm saying. You recreate this song.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you would have like a band, but you would even then
change
you could
key.
Still get sued because you would have to get a cover song license on
they
that.
They never
one.
Know, dude. They wouldn't know.
Yeah, but in all honesty, I've
how
been
much
like watching
you pay for this because I wanted
what the app.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a band. I quit comedy right now.
It's like $10 a month.
$10 a month.
Yeah.
What's my band? Sisters Bowl. I'm bringing it back.
Mine's Loaf of Flow.
Loaf of Flow. I like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Is that a single? That's just you, though, right?
That's just me, yeah.
Your loaf.
Loaf of Flow.
Mm-hmm. And then it's dot, dot, whatever that is, colon, of Flow.
Yeah.
Of Jama Heart Band.
The Jama Heart Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't mean it's a bad thing, but you would definitely have your band named after just you.
What?
Don't you think so?
Yeah.
100%. Does that seem right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The John Mahar Band.
Mm-hmm. Or the Mahar Band.
And you would you'd be really nice to all the people,
mm-hmm.
and it would be like my band, like where, you know, remember the D12 song,
yeah,
where it's like, you know, you're always doing the interviews.
My band, that song.
Mm-hmm.
He's always doing the interviews. He's getting all the girls. But he's really nice to all the band.
Yeah.
You got him into this for the money? And the girls?
No. Come on. No, I know.
He's in it for the love.
Yeah.
That's what I'm in it for. That's why I'm making all this music.
Yeah.
Because I love making music.
I know.
It's just me.
I mean, you've been slaving away in here all day.
And do you think the Mahar Band is just me?
No.
No, because you're got
that's
a bunch of little Mahaniacs behind me.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know they had names.
Mm-hmm. He's got one finger for every key on the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Ready to go.
You got 88 people in your band?
No,
not that keyboard.
Mm-mm.
This keyboard.
Oh, yeah. I understand. How many are on that?
The computer keyboard.
Nerd.
The QWERTY keyboard.
Mm-hmm. 26-ish?
Well, there's 26 letters, but then you got to consider like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
But you can get two, and one every other two, key. Two, 3 points.
And then you got to...
I bet you there's 53 keys on that keyboard.
Possibly.
Does it have a number thing on it, too?
This one, has the number.
Yeah, that counts.
Once you count, Alex, while the adults talk over it.
While the adults talk over. All right, you know what? This is what...
See, this is when diss tracks... This is how diss tracks happen.
Why do you do this?
You know what I mean?
Alex, I've been nothing but nice to you all day.
The other day, I wake up in the middle of the night because I got to poop at 4.
Because
I told you my issue.
Yeah, what's your story with that?
I don't know. It's once a week, I wake up at 4 a.m., to poop, but most of the time I wake up 7:15 right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason I get out of bed in the morning.
To take a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get it.
I try to make that a funny bit, mm-hmm. like, because it is, it's
hilarious.
Like, just very emotional.
It's something to get you out of bed in the morning.
If I cried on stage, it's like, it's the reason I get.
It's the reason I get out of bed in the morning.
So, that's my pooping schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I wake up at 4 a.m. and I look at my phone, even though I usually don't. Because it wakes me up, and I see I have a diss track sent towards my direction, and it's about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the guy who did it, but I sent it to Brando, talented.
Yeah.
And
you don't have to say the first part anymore with me, I know.
Well, with most people, you don't anymore. No, but no. Some people you got to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's going to happen, but all he sent me back was... like fire emojis and a couple bomb emojis.
Oh shit.
And he said dot dot dot.
Just an ellipsis.
Yep.
That's all he had. Just dropped the ellipsis on you.
It seems like, I don't know. A lot of people like Kendrick and all that.
That seems threatening.
Pretty coded. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like if Ice Cube was coming at you.
Yeah.
That's something he might do.
Yeah. So, something Ice Cube might do.
I mean, talented Brando's really been reaching a lot of the charts.
Yeah. He's sniffing a couple charts, I know that.
Well, he's been like talking to a lot of people that run the charts. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people that I know that he's always thinking. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the things.
But that's what
he
says.
He's always recording.
But like, you know, he's being humble.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, listen, he's always thinking.
Real? You think that's real?
He's being humble when he says that he's just always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He's always, like, that dude is thinking a lot.
It doesn't stop, like one foot in front of the other.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
One of my favorite rappers of all time.
Really? Talented Brando?
He's getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not top five yet.
I remember when you were talking about Kendrick like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think talented Brando might be the next incantation of heat?
He gets it.
Do you think he pushes one button and gets the whole coast? You know what I'm saying?
We
got a lot of coastline in Michigan.
I think that he could push a button and possibly get a coast involved.
You know him? That'd be him, Kendrick, and Snoop, the only three.
A lot of people are calling them the top three.
Really?
And that's talented Brando, Kendrick Lamar, and Snoop Dogg. I think Snoop doesn't belong.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's just an OG, dude.
I think he's an OG and he's fun.
You can't kick OGs around.
He's fun. He does the Olympics.
He does Martha Stewart shit.
He old man crip walks every once in a while.
Crip walks at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was very misogynistic, and that's not cool now.
Towards who?
towards gay women.
Bullshit.
No, gay women.
No, he'd love gay women.
I heard your mother was a Frisco dyke.
No, that was just an insult to fucking Eazy-E. That's not what he didn't mean. It was an insult.
Oh, okay.
It was sometimes just a word. An insult.
He was just trying to hurt Eazy-E's feelings. He wasn't known saying fan, anything.
Known ally of the lesbian Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Known ally.
And black. Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously.
Oh, my God. Are you done being a creative genius yet, Alex?
You can't rush genius.
Oh, my God.
John doesn't like when the podcast isn't just us three talking.
It's so dumb.
Let's talk about history. What do you give me some? You got you learned something? Mm-mm. I learned nothing. Something about history.
What'd you learn?
I learned that talented Brando's about to rip this Bozanovic kid to shreds.
You think so?
If he fucking dares come at him for a half a millisecond.
I don't doubt that one
bit. I learned something about history today when I learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you learned something about what Mike could be.
He's here.
Oh, no, he's not. No way is he here right now. If he's here right now, God bless me, I'll eat another Lemonhead.
I'll go get the door.
No, don't get the door. Stay there and keep fucking talking because I'm doing this and we got to have this fucking going.
Are you sure Talented Brando doesn't want to make an appearance? Oh, man. Hi, Talented. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, James?
Hi, that's John.
James, what's up, man?
Don't touch me.
Give me a high five.
There you go. I got to get a Lemonhead. I said I'd do it if you came.
See, like, my dad told me, like, if somebody shakes your hand like that, mm-hmm. like, it's like, you a sissy.
Mm-hmm. I just meant it as disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Well see, like, this in the same vein, mm-hmm. I touched your hand,
mm-hmm.
and you held it, my hand like a sissy.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
Like, I'm not confrontation. I believe in peace and love, mm-hmm. and prosperity, mm-hmm. and, like, helpfulness, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. people and God. So, like, honestly, when I'm looking at God and I'm looking at the situation right now, mm-hmm. I'm thinking that, like, when I touched your hand right there, mm-hmm. and you disrespected me, I think that's, like, a disrespect to God. Because, like, in terms of how I'm looking at the right. situation.
Right, right,
and
right.
And you know me. Mm-hmm. You know me that I'm always thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I'm trying to say to you, mm-hmm. is that I can tell.
Hey, Nick, I think we should get Talented Brando out of here before he gets his mouth slapped. You going to tell him or you want me to tell him?
Talented, maybe just tone it down with John. You know, he's got a couple kids.
No, I mean, he's got to go or I'm going to slap him in the mouth.
Well, just let him stay for half a second. No, like, I mean, if he wants me to go, I'll go. Like,
yeah, you should probably get the phone. No, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, well, Nick, John, come on. John, Nick,
why
Nick.
Why are you being rude like that?
I don't mean to be rude.
This is my guest. I mean,
dude, I'm not in the mood with a lemon in my mouth.
Honestly, if he doesn't understand the industry problems like mm. that, like he doesn't understand all the struggles, mm-hmm. then what happens in the music industry and how it goes up and
look,
down.
I'm going to count. Right, I'll count to five.
All right, here, four. All right, here's my three. Response. Here,
all right, two. All right, peace out, y'all.
Here's my response.
Thanks for coming out, Talented.
Nick call himself Brando, trying to hide in the fog, but the alias thin like a paper catalog.
Come back, thinking, Talented.
The thoughts don't stick. They circle like ceiling fans, soft and slick. Skin so pale, crowd blinded by the glow. Fingers like ballerinas, but the punch don't show. Voice like sugar, lips angel kiss, but the verse need venom and your bite got missed. You think too much, but the bar's too weak. Brando's a curtain, everybody still peek. Talented, nah, that mask don't fit. Thinking out soft, but the crowd want grit. Notebook filled with riddles that collapse in your hands. Sound deep to the silence, make the crowd understand. Soft lip sermons,
soft lip sermons.
Booth need blood and you hum monotone. Alias Brando, but the act too thin. Nick hiding from Nick when the lights cut in. You meditate failure like it's gospel truth, but I baptize beats, bring fire to the booth. You think too much, but the bar's too weak. Brando's a curtain, everybody still peek.
Oh.
Talented, nah, that mask don't fit. Thinking out
soft, but the crowd won't quit. Skin glow white when the spotlight aim, but you're always thinking just play pretend game. Alias crumble when the rhythm get rough. Brando ain't
you better hope he doesn't hear this.
I'm gonna send it to him.
You better hope he doesn't hear this.
I'm sending it to him. Sending it directly to him.
Oh shit.
Here's the second version. It's gonna be way more dramatic.
Oh my.
Who's that?
I don't know. But if it's Brando, he's about to get flamed.
Nick call himself Brando, trying to hide in the fog. But the alias thin like a paper catalog. Always thinking, but the thoughts don't stick. They circle like ceiling.
Yeah, you. Because I said Talented Brando is a fake ass alias that you use.
You're saying that we're the same person?
I'm saying you're the same person.
Wait, how?
Here's...
They were both just here in the same room with me right now.
Uh-huh. Here we go. I need a Kendrick Lamar style diss track of my podcast partner Nick. He thinks he's slick and uses an alias Talented Brando as a way to make an excuse to rap because it's bad and he doesn't want to catch that heat. He also has very fair skin, elegant fingers, soft lips, angelic feminine voice, and is just very feminine overall.
Yeah. Spot on.
Wow, dude. Oh man, you better hope he doesn't hear that, because he might pay $10 a month pretty soon. I'll tell you that he might pay $10 a month pretty soon.
I don't think
keep talking shit.
I don't think he'll figure out the right way to use ChatGPT,
especially if you come after me, because like John said, he's
I just
very
did.
Protective.
I just came after both of you.
It seemed like it was more about like him.
No, you were trying
at me to get.
I can send. I can send you the lyrics. It's about both of you.
It's like in Lethal Weapon 2 when they kidnap the guy's daughter.
Just like
just to get back at him.
This isn't some Liam Neeson shit. This is I'm coming right at both of you.
Oh, there's no pins in Lethal Weapon. He hasn't seen that. Lethal Weapon didn't have Liam Neeson. It had Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Yeah, no, but you're saying the. Whole go at his family to get him. That's what I'm.
Oh, so you're referencing Taken.
Yes.
Got you. Sorry, my apologies. I didn't mean to step on you like that.
Yeah. Like as usual. I have to play the song again.
No, you're good. Lemonheads, great buy.
Yeah,
I'm on my 16th.
Well,
these are fucking great.
I bought them when I had my swollen cheek.
Oh,
that's what they were for.
Don't you think you could have gotten away with maybe a 5-pack?
What are you talking about?
You got a 200 of them.
Yeah, I ate like 50.
Oh, okay.
No, there's like a solid 120 left in there.
I also at the time didn't foresee being diagnosed with thick liver.
Oh.
And also the doctor definitely told you put a bunch of sugar in your cheek.
Yeah.
To help it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because that was like an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The sourness is what
you
was going
to
get
salivate,
the
homie.
Salivation out.
You need to salivate. It was a salivary gland infection.
Oh, so, okay, actually.
My saliva was backing up. That's why my cheek blew up the way it did.
So you needed saliva?
Yes.
Should have just sucked some dick.
That's a different type of saliva.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's gaggy saliva.
Yeah, he needed sour saliva.
I mean, if you do it right, it's very easy.
That saliva wasn't backing up.
And it's free.
That saliva was doing great.
And it's
free. Top shelf saliva and slimy.
And it's free.
Mm-hmm. And free.
That's right now. Right now you can get some saliva in your mouth. In this room.
We all have lube on us right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
I don't think there's...
That's funny to think about.
I don't think there's anything in this room that could handle the saliva that I'm bringing.
I don't doubt it. You're just like a kimono dragon. Motherfuckers get sick. You know what I mean? You bite them and it's like a neurotoxin.
No. It's like a Komodo dragon because if you run, you might get away from me, but I'm following you forever. You're going to fall asleep at some point and I'm going to catch you.
Dang, he's a Terminator.
Dang.
You got Terminator mentality.
No, I'm
dude.
Kimono Dragon. I got a Kimono Dragon mentality. When
well,
I'm the
thinking. I'm thinking that a Kimono Dragon might have some Terminator.
Komodo.
Yeah.
You think Terminator was modeled after a Kimono Dragon?
I'm thinking maybe.
Because Kimono Dragons have a quick burst of speed, but if you get away from them in the first like 10 yards, they're not catching you anymore. But they're gonna stalk you forever.
I think a Kimono Dragon.
Just like a chubby guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Just like a. Like a stocky Komodo dragon-ish mm-hmm. type of guy.
Yeah.
You get close enough to him.
Wait, is that another shot you're throwing at me?
At myself, really.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have to write another song?
I won't think of the songs. I think we're good.
Oh, it wasn't at you.
Yeah. I, anytime I'm in Komodo country, I like to keep a pickaxe with me. and I litter the ground with as many pickaxes or as many hollow head kimono dragons as I can.
Hollow head.
Because I smack them in the head with a pickaxe, dog.
You like to, anytime you're in Komodo country. I just want to hear that.
Am I saying that right? Komodo?
Yeah. I think the island is just called Komodo. I think that's why they're called the Komodo dragon.
Yeah, so I like them. Yeah, that's where usually I vacation, and I'll just.
Because that's the only place that they're found. Yeah, I'll leave is on Komodo Island.
That's crazy. Oh, for real?
Yeah, vacation. They're only on Komodo Island.
Dang, dude, I've been decimating that population.
They so for a long time they wouldn't attack the native islanders. Mm-hmm. And they recently passed a law on the island that you couldn't like leave food out anymore. And the reason they weren't attacking the islanders is because like whatever animals they fought, like if they slaughtered animals on their farm, they would leave all the guts out. And the dragons would come and eat all the guts.
Yeah, now the dragons are coming breathing fire.
They passed the law, mm-hmm. so they couldn't leave the guts out anymore. So now the Komodo dragons are eating all the people.
Yeah.
Put the guts back.
Yeah. Give them the guts back. Christ's sake.
And if you go to Komodo Island, everybody's house is raised off the ground.
That's fucking gnarly.
I don't like that. Like, literally, it would be like if you had your foundation above the ground.
Yeah.
Like exposed above the ground.
Yeah, like people do for hurricanes and shit.
And you kind of just like let a ramp down when you have to get out, but then you have to like remember to lift the ramp up.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I could take a Komodo dragon.
You could not take a Komodo dragon.
I would grab it by its tail and smash it back and forth over my head like a rainbow.
They weigh more than you.
Well, I think I might grab it by its tail and smash other Komodos with it. I think that's the move. You use one Komodo as your weapon.
Well, they don't hunt in packs.
No.
They sure do die in them.
If you're around.
They sure do die.
You grab one and you use it as a weapon.
Goddamn right.
That's what I would do, too, because it's a stupid animal. I smash every Komodo in sight,
dude. I whack-a-mole them hoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would not die by a Komodo dragon.
You 1,000% would die from a Komodo dragon.
Nope.
You?
Nope.
95% would die.
You?
I'm not going 100 or 1,000.
Anyone in this room would die from a Komodo dragon.
No. You would be cannon fodder. I'd throw you at the Komodo. No.
I had the fastest shuttle run speed in my high school.
They don't stop chasing you.
You said like 20 seconds.
Yeah, but they don't stop chasing you.
What if I hit the boat? What if I hit the boat before?
I mean, if you hit the boat before they get you, then you're out.
Bam! I think we got to figure it out. We got to have the boats ready.
But if we're doing like a challenge, like a naked and afraid type challenge, and there's no boat. So like
there's gonna be a boat.
No, there's not.
Well, then I'm running steady until the boat shows up, baby.
It'd be funny to like get chased by one in Komodo 1 year on vacation, and then like 30 years down the road when I'm retiring at my retirement party, it finally catches up with me. It just, and just grabs you by the ankle. Yes, it dings the doorbell and everything, and kills my wife first.
Like, this thing hasn't aged a bit.
It's got Anton Chigurh hair.
It kills wife, grandkids, kids.
Door opens, just thump, thump, thump.
Yeah, it's got a fucking
it's got the pressure gun
prod.
No, it's got that silence
and also a silence 12 gauge.
Yeah. No, it's got that pressure gun that Anton Chigurh has.
Yeah, it's for like cattle, right?
Is it
thing to kill? That's how they kill cattle.
Yeah,
it's a
bolt. That's just compressed air. I think.
Bolt out. Yeah, it's just compressed air. Throws a bolt out and retracts it.
There's a bolt.
Yeah, it's like a big bolt, like about 5 inches long.
I thought it was just air.
No,
it fucks you up.
I always thought, why didn't Superman do that more? Just.
Yeah, put a motherfucker right into orbit.
Yeah, somebody asked me Justice League versus Avengers, and it pissed me off the other day.
It's like Superman.
Stop it, Superman all day, every forever. But then
what if they bring the kryptonite? Oh yeah, score me some kryptonite, and I guess you guys win. But
give me a reason for why the Avengers might have a chance.
One of them has kryptonite. That's the reason.
They are
the magic. Well, and the magic people too.
Yeah, they got magic.
Yeah, but I think they are smarter, though.
There's a shitload more of them, I can tell you that.
Yeah, there's more of them, but they are smarter. Like, they have better scientists. Yeah,
they got Stark. They got Banner.
They got Bruce Banner. They got Peter Parker.
Oh, shit, they got the three best in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best in the world is actually Dr. Octopus. Otto Octavius.
If they turned him, that would be cool.
He is actually the best one.
Mm. He's fucking awesome.
No, he is the most brilliant scientist in the Marvel world.
Spider-Man too.
No, Spider-Man is very smart, but Otto is
he's a boy.
Yeah.
No, not it's a girl in the
until he fucks Mary multiverse. Jane, he should be Spider Boy.
Oh, Spider Boy! Until he, I saw you talking about Dr. Octavius.
No,
Doc Ock.
Yeah, no, Doc Ock is not a boy.
Yeah, I watched Into the Spider Verse the other day. That movie's so fucking good.
Yeah,
I haven't watched cartoon any of those.
One. Oh my god, dude! There's no pins.
There's cartoon? No pins. Is that the cartoon one?
Yeah,
I can't do
it. No, I'm gonna. Phenomenal. I am gonna.
The soundtrack's one of the best soundtracks ever.
I am gonna start watching movies though.
You're a big talker.
I think no. I think watching as many YouTube videos as I watch is not good for my mental.
Yeah, you should
health.
Watch some long term. You should watch some long form.
This is good.
I think I need things that are like more intentional.
You need long You're right. form media, dude.
You're right, dude. Thank you. This is a big moment.
This is
for
a
him.
Big moment for you.
Because
let's just take it back to 2012.
Yeah.
2016. You know what I mean? Let's get back to where you're
at. There's one movie that I will not watch, though.
What's that?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, ever. Never watch it. Not necessary. Did you read the book?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Book? What the fuck is a book?
Oh, my God. You guys are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
So, like, all right. If it was like a 4-on-4 Justice League verse.
Yeah.
No, it still wouldn't work because Superman. And they'd pick Wonder Woman, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I think Justice League still wins because they're just like stronger.
I think, what's his name? What's the what Rocket? About? Rocket the Guardian?
Rocket the Guardian. Raccoon?
Thor. What about Thor? Thor and Hulk could fuck with Superman for a little bit. They could deal with Superman.
But I think Superman. I think Superman is the strongest superhero.
Yeah.
I think he puts laser eyes through both of them and problem solved.
But like DC, yeah. DC yeah. also has the strongest villain.
In
Darkseid,
but villains. When this isn't what we're talking about.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying that to highlight that DC's people are like way more powerful than Marvel's.
But there's just so many fucking Marvels.
Yeah.
Fucking brutal.
Like Spider-Man is probably one of the strongest heroes in Marvel.
He's the cool. To me, he's the most satisfying one to watch.
Yeah.
In any movie.
Yeah.
That's why there's been three different ones.
Well, I think it's just like the imagery of a man slinging. Acting as a spider.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
And slinging and just the
it's like the perfect it's like the perfect superhero shit.
Yeah, it is.
Like if I'm thinking superpowers, I want to crawl up walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be strong as shit.
I want to have a girlfriend. I want to be really nice and have an aunt.
Yeah.
And my parents to be dead. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the coolest story of all superheroes, I don't know, man. Batman is cool, but...
Batman's not cool.
Yeah, I know. Batman's not really that cool.
I know, but none of them are that cool.
Ian likes Batman. He had Superman the whole time, and Ian likes Batman. Shut up.
Superman's it's kind of lazy. It's like, you know, it was written after, all right, a thing came here.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that a person came here that was could do everything. And then he figured out they came from this country or this planet and all that. But like, one of them's
called Krypton.
Iron Man's pretty fucking cool.
Coolest,
unbelievable.
Coolest hero. Maybe not story, but coolest hero. To me is Miles Morales. Miles is the coolest one.
I don't watch know. Black Superman.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, sorry.
Spider guys.
I've never watched the Black Spider-Man.
Spider Boys.
No, Miles is the coolest one. I don't know about story, what? But like he's the coolest one.
He's cool as fuck in the multiverse.
Yeah.
But if you want the coolest superhero, I'd have to say it's probably going to be the...
Green.
What's his... Hulk.
Luke Cage. Mm. Yeah.
Hulk's a fucking...
I think Daredevil's kind of cool.
Yeah. Can't see though, right?
That's why I think he's cool.
Oh, he can see with his third eye.
If he points his asshole at his enemies, mm-hmm. and he knows how to fucking defend.
Defense.
Now we're talking. Asshole defense. That's what I was gonna ask. I said, if you have a week, you have an opportunity to create the new superhero that's gonna last forever.
Mm-hmm.
You have 1 week. You could be a millionaire if mm-hmm. you create the right one.
Mm-hmm.
What's it gonna be?
Superman.
No. What's the new one? There's got to be another one. Can't be done.
Probably Upskirt Man. Something like that. You know, somebody needs some photos. Fancy pussy photos.
He's got he would, photographic memory.
No, he's going to be E-Bomb Man.
E-Bomb Man, yeah. Yeah. He's going to bring back all those old cool videos that I miss. The grainy ones, you know what I mean? Filling an analog and transferring. All right,
but if aliens are invading, he's going to distract them with... old videos
probably
Yeah. No, I mean, he's going to have such a library of videos, he's going to know exactly how to decapitate them.
Mm-hmm.
E-bomb, man.
E-bomb, man.
That's kind of got a ring to it.
Yeah. He'll know how to decapitate
them.
How
did
them.
He become E-bomb, man?
He got
he's
bit.
Been,
he,
well, dude, he's been irrelevant.
He got bit by a radioactive server.
No, yeah. What? But and then he went into hiding for like fucking 15, 20
years. There was a server that was overheating in a Google server farm,
and they had a virus.
And he was a Google technician, and he was trying to work on it, and it just like he put his finger in there, and it was like ah. And then he became E-bomb man.
He became E-bomb.
Whoa,
he downloaded all of the E-bomb.
He's been hiding for 25 years.
Yeah, he downloaded all the E-bomb content in that one little
when burn. That prick.
Yeah, that one little prick.
Could you imagine if you pricked yourself a couple more times?
Oh god,
that's the sequel.
Well, he got all of the data from the one prick.
One prick gives you all the data.
Yeah,
yeah, but then the very end of the first movie is the villain. Using all his fingers and going,
that's
well. The all villain, his no, well, the villain would different. The servers. Villain, the villain would be E fucked man.
Oh,
with a Q?
No,
like the porn website.
E F U C T.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the porn.
Yeah. Same thing. Same thing happened to him, but with E fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all afraid of the Superman of this world, Pornhub man.
Yeah.
He can do it all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's like. Well, it would be Google, man.
But the thing is, on Pornhub, you couldn't watch a guy like you couldn't watch a guy You're kill right. six guys and then break all their limbs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Dead. That it would be E-bombs. It would be Live Wire, man. That's Live Wire, man. That's Superman.
Yeah.
Well, Rhapsody Man is pretty nasty, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hear he does a lot of illegal things. Napster.
Napster girl.
Just Napster girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live Wire lady.
Yeah.
Or no. Well, I think Live Wire would be a lady. Yeah. I think it has Live Wire has to be a lady, not Live Wire man. Yeah, Live Wire lady, and then you got Napster guy.
Yeah,
or Napster boy. It would be Napster boy.
Napster boy.
Yeah, it'd be Napster boy.
Mm.
And then you would have Lime Wire girl too.
Uh huh. And their main villain, 9/11 Gore guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
9/11 Gore man.
Yeah, you'd have Ogre. Like Ogrish.
Yeah.
Remember Ogrish.com?
Yeah, you'd have Ogre. That would be like Rhino.
Yeah, it would be like Rhino. It'd be Ogre. He'd be like, God, I hate when this motherfucker shows up with these videos. God, I'm watching them.
Yeah.
All faces of death shit.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. This is what happens when a guy's head gets run over by a military fucking, by a tank. Why aren't you finishing your fucking lemon heads? You've been hiding them over on your phone this whole, that's better. Thank you.
Because it feels a little rude to...
Wow, but it tastes so good. How can you fight the taste?
Just fucking do it.
Yeah, I think next Sunday, wait, we'll figure it out. My daughter goes to fucking college on Tuesday, dog.
Really? Got you feeling a certain way?
Oh, it's got me feeling bad. Got me feeling rough.
Have you guys been buying the shit she needs?
Yeah.
Furniture, all that shit?
Oh, yeah, all that. It's all put together, ready to rock.
Has she seen her dorm room yet?
No.
Does she know who her roommate is?
No. She's talked to him on the phone. I mean, she's just talked to him via text. They're all Snapchat friends now and Instagram friends.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, have they talked at all?
Yeah. They
what
talked.
If you got that? Remember when I was going to, U of M, we didn't have any of that shit yet. So they like literally mailed you your roommate's that's like information.
Same shit. Yeah. Same shit. I remember two of my boys were 313. And one of them was 517, and I was like, well, I don't even know what these fucking area codes are. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what 313 was. I was a 616 boy through and through.
Yeah.
She got one roommate, two?
She got four total, but two in one room, two in another room, and then a common area in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The common bathroom?
Yeah, probably. No, not a suite. Bathroom's going to be offset of one of the bedrooms.
Mm. Oh, so she's got like a private bathroom?
Yeah.
Because at U of M, it was like a shared bathroom.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It was like one bathroom for like the floor.
Yeah, this was a one bathroom per room.
Yeah,
Central's just a newer university. I mean, that shit's newer than.
I mean, I'm sure U of M has dorms where there's a bathroom in the dorm.
Yeah, I'm sure the
but not was, for the Slavs though.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one of the older ones, so it was like community bathroom.
You loved it.
No,
was it an all dudes floor?
No, there was men and women, but they had a separate bathroom for both. But like, no, why would I love it? It was all guys my age at the time.
Oh right.
There were no like old men in there.
No. I hooked up with the Indian girl my freshman year that lived next door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, her last name was Islam.
Yeah.
I'm talking, she was real Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And I titty fucked her.
Nice.
And
Nice.
And she moved out like in a month or two.
Oh, really? She got homesick.
And I get worried about her sometimes.
So you gave her a taste of what home felt like.
I feel bad about it.
Probably kept her there a month.
No, I think like I dishonored. I don't know stuff. I don't know.
Oh yeah, you probably did. You know, dishonor. You know, she's probably funny. Been honor killed by now.
You know what's funny? In the dorm, they had to put signs up telling the guys to stop jacking off in the showers because they kept backing off.
Oh yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Jizzle calls it a backup?
Yeah, I was in there one time. It was like a fucking lake.
You joke. Oh. You're lying.
No, I gross. Swear to God. I was in the shower.
Like, fuck that. Get a snake. Snake off the fucking sewer line.
No, I swear to God. I was in the showering one day, and the shower I was in just started backing up immediately. And so I went to a different shower, and somebody, while I was in the other shower, came in and went into that shower and didn't realize that it was backing up. And when I got out of my shower, it was spilling out into the fucking bathroom.
Oh, fuck. Gross, dude.
Somebody's in the other room, like, using a plunger on one of the holes in the ground.
Just to they had to put up signs to tell guys to stop jacking off in the shower.
It was somebody was dumping conditioner down there.
Yeah, someone was putting something fucking down there.
No, it was cum.
I don't
Alex...
know,
no.
Does the bathhouse ever get backed up like that?
No. Well, yeah. No, we don't fuck in the bathroom, though.
And they come in each other's
and
ass.
We come, oh, yeah. And we come
they
in.
Don't waste
yeah, it. Yeah, we either swallow it
that's
or breed
straight
each
activity
other.
Yeah. To waste your cum.
Yeah, no, we don't come on the ground.
Sorry. Apologies.
That's where birds and shit walk.
Exactly. That's where all the birds walk.
that's where nature happens.
We don't want to hit an animal.
You don't come on the ground. That's where you shit.
It's so gross. Dude, I felt like the beats were great. I thought what they do the podcast was great. I'm glad we got an Ian call in tonight. That was nice.
I'm sorry about Talented. I won't let him come.
It's fine. It's just I don't like him coming in here and being disrespectful towards you.
Yeah.
And I don't like the way he talks to me.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, the way he talks to me is a problem.
No, I respect
him. And he will get slapped in the fucking mouth.
Okay.
Just so he knows.
If he knows that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect. You know that. You know I like you. I just don't like your faggot alter ego.
That's sorry, crazy. That's, don't call me Talented. You know
fucking,
he's my friend,
that's,
man.
That's fucking
dude. That's
terrible.
That's honestly not cool because you know he's my friend.
I should.
And like I, you know, we go back from day one.
I know.
So
I
the
know
thing,
you guys shared a. I know. Did you guys share a mom or just did your mom share a room?
I used to live with him.
Oh, when you were a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He raised me.
Is he? Oh, he did. He's. You guys look like at the.
So
like the same
here's
age.
The thing. I know he's a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's like that. I know he's ignorant.
But he's been there since birth.
But he's come. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Can't you appreciate the fact that I have somebody in my life like that?
I can respect that, and I can appreciate that. But
sorry,
I don't respect him.
I'll try to not have him come back.
That's probably smart. Probably smart on all fronts. That way nobody gets hurt. I don't get hurt. You know, I don't want Talented Brando to bring his posse on me either.
Hold on, he just texted me.
Mm.
So ask John if his daughter's, if he bought his daughter condoms for college.
See, I don't like this motherfucker, dude. I don't like this fucking guy, dude. That's the kind of shit that he's going to ask me. I'm so glad he doesn't have my number.
I mean, you don't have to worry about it. There's condoms all over the place on college campuses.
Yeah. Yeah. My baby girl don't need that, though.
I'm going to text back. No,
she's on a pill.
And I also...
Condoms are for sailors.
Strong scoop game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also put a mini umbrella up there one time.
You didn't give him my number, did you? Because my phone just buzzed.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't give him my number.
He didn't text you, did he? Just make sure he didn't tap in, because he's actually pretty tech savvy, believe it or not.
It's a number I don't recognize. It's a 586.
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Sterling Heights area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all it asks is my daughter's name.
Yo, that's not cool, man. I'm going to text him right now.
Yeah, tell him.
What the fuck's that about?
Don't give him my phone number.
What the fuck's that about?
I'm going to block this motherfucker right now.
Yo. All right. No, that shit's got to stop.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Did he text you?
I'm checking right now. No, he didn't because he's a bitch and a coward.
Mm.
Yeah,
sounds about right. He's scared of you. What are you doing?
I don't like to get defensive. I don't want the rest of it.
We don't want the rest. Give it here. I'll eat it.
You can't even finish a lemon head.
Can't even finish a lemon head. What a girl.
After the sourness goes out.
What a fucking child.
Now, you don't like things sweet and delicious? Oh, now you just ruined a dime. You can't take that can. Oh, no. Yeah, I guess he can. Good call. I'm good, man. My tongue's on blast right now. I'm going to go home. I'm going to fuck up some tuna.
tuna.
What did you know about that tuna game, dog?
You gotta teach me the ways.
Oh, dude, tuna's top shelf.
I got because of the thick liver, I got myself a bunch of sardines.
Ooh, that'll do it.
Yeah,
that'll do it. High in sodium though, but fuck it.
Not these. They really are not salty at all.
You could probably fuck with some anchovies too.
Probably.
You could probably get some. Do you like anchovies?
I love anchovies.
Yeah, you could fuck with sardines and anchovies. Yeah, they'd probably be good for you. There's good omega 3s in that. Yeah, or something. Yeah. Is that what they're why they want you eating it?
Well, no. I just like Googled what should I be eating. Like I just Googled like snacks.
Thick ass liver, dude.
Yeah, I Googled snacks for a thick liver.
Oh, I can't wait to smell you when you start eating sardines all the time. You swamp nut motherfucker.
I had sardines yesterday.
Ugh. Thought I could smell it.
I had sardines yesterday. I emptied out the water in the can and tried to give it to the cats, and they didn't want it.
And they were like, bitch.
That was nice of you, though.
That was a good thought.
They like tuna water.
Sardines a little stronger than tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tuna's a bold-ass fish.
Yeah. I mean,
you crack tuna in the house, everyone starts bitching. I'm like, shut up, you fucking crybabies. I love tuna fish. I'm gonna fuck some up tonight.
Yeah, I like tuna as well. I wanted something different though. You know what I mean? Like I have tuna all the time. Yeah. I was like, give me something different.
You ever do? You ever done salmon in a can?
I think I'd try that.
I've
once.
Never tried it. It seems like it'd be a little funky though.
Sorry,
huh?
I shouldn't judge.
I don't know.
I forget the name of the shit, but it's like that Swedish fish.
Yeah, I'm not even. Yeah, it's
a Swedish fish.
No, the one they open underwater.
Yeah.
I've seen that. They open the shit underwater because it's so rancid. They can fermented fish.
I've watched at least two dozen videos of people trying to open
tons
it.
Of them.
And the second the thing cracked, they're like,
unless they're like OGs from Sweden.
Yeah,
and they're old. I've seen those guys just.
Oh yeah, those guys.
They start smearing on their cracker immediately.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'd rather try that than some of the cheeses I've smelled in my life.
I don't think you.
I'd fuck with every one of those cheeses before
we.
I eat these
okay,
fish.
You know what?
Really?
We need to do a video.
No, dude. We need to show him a video.
I'll throw up.
You will throw up.
I'll throw up on camera.
Yeah. All right, we did an hour, boys. Nice work.
Anybody got plugs?
Diamond
heads. I got 313 next weekend.
I'll see you.
We might have to record on Monday. Do you have something on Monday?
Next Monday, I can't.
Hello. Yeah, we're just finishing. I'll be at Blind Pig next Monday.
All right.
So we got to do on Tuesday or Saturday?
I can do either one.
Okay,
either one's
we'll
fine.
Figure it out.
I got Max tomorrow, which is the day you'll probably be listening to this episode if you're the 12 that listen to this fucking show.
I want to come get a guest spot with you.
Where at Max?
Yeah, maybe.
If you want to. And then Friday, I'll be at Farver's at the Croswell and Adrian. And then Saturday, I will be at Word Bird in Ypsilanti. If we're going to record Saturday, it's got to be early.
The Croswell and Adrian.
Like Tuesday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool little spot.
And then I don't have anything again until mid-September after that.
Fancy boy.
Fancy boy.
All right. Good talk tonight, boys.
Good talk.
We got this thing hooked up right.
Panels. All right, let's go.
Armpit thunder hums through a plastic sky. Diaper fog, planets drifting nose high. Baby brave comets smell like pears and paste. Sunshine melts final in the lavender waste. Bathtub ring burns neon on the floor. Soaps come quiet, chant mildew law. Every stink's a beacon, baseline choose the gloom. Silly type of starlight funking up the broom. Rust, orange rain in the sink. Diaper gas spirals make the cosmos stink. Powder milk meteors crumble soft in my hand. Joy reeks sideways, hard to understand. Bathtub ring burns neon on the floor. Soaps come choirs chant mildew lore. Stinks a beacon baseline, choose the gloom. Silly diaper starlight funking up the room.
diaper, suns collide. Sunbeam fractures on the cosmic.